Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Hi, everyone. That was the music of the Ocoee Middle School Florida's Gotta Keep Reading. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Round on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, authors Christy Condaleo and myself, J.D. Holliday. Three Saturdays a month, we will be here to read a story or two. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in after the stories are read. Our number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259. Or join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, October 6, 2012. It's Storytime Gather Round. It can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. You can always find information about us and our show at itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hi, Christy.
Hey, J.D. Snyder is here to read today. Her wonderful book, Goldie's Baby Socks. Hi, Judy.
Hi, J.D. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Judy.
So glad you could join us today. Tell
Thank
us a little
you.
Bit about Goldie.
Well, Goldie is a funny cat. What happened was a family adopted a cat called Goldie, and boy, did they have sleepless nights, which you'll find out in the story, and all the funny things she did. And it's a picture book that I'm going to be reading to y'all today.
All right, great. All right.
And the one thing I was going to say, too, for all the little ones out there, I hope they practice their cat noises. Because this is a good book to do your muse and your cat noises with.
Oh, great. Well, go ahead. Start reading for us. Can't wait.
Okay. This is Goldie's Baby Socks, and my illustrator, the one who did the pictures, is Thomas McAteer. We have a cat that lives with us, and she's the reason we almost had to move out of our house. Goldie was a stray cat that came to us one beautiful summer morning. She was skinny, she had huge green eyes, and with a shiny gold color. We decided to call her Goldie. No one claimed her, so we kept her. It was no time before Goldie was sleeping on my parents' bed. That's when all the weird stuff began. One night, Goldie quickly jumped off the bed, and after a while, we heard a soft noise coming down the hall. Mew, mew, purr, purr, mew. Sorry, I'm turning the page with that one. We jumped out of bed to see what was wrong. There was Goldie wobbling down the hall, softly mewing with the sock hanging from her mouth. Mew, mew, Goldie said as she brought the sock to Mom and Dad's bedroom, and she dropped it on the floor, plop. Goldie licked the sock over and over. My brother and I thought it was pretty weird, but Mom thought it was cute. Oh, look how Goldie's brought us her baby. That's not a baby, we said. It's just a dumb old sock. Oh, no, look how she carried it, Mom laughed, just like cats carry their kittens. We thought Mom was teasing us, but she wasn't. Goldie started mewing down the hall every night and brought us her socks. One night, Goldie dropped two socks. Oh, Goldie, you brought us your babies, Mom chuckled, her eyes dancing with delight. Soon, Goldie brought us three, then four socks. One night, we decided to put the basket of socks away so she couldn't get to them. All of a sudden, she walked down the hall and dropped my dad's underwear on the floor. Baby underwear, we yelled as we rolled on the floor laughing. You're going to hurt Goldie's feelings if you make fun of her, Mom said, smiling, as she reached down to pick her up and cuddle her. We thought that was the end of it, but the next day Goldie brought us 5 socks, then 6 socks, then 7 socks, then 10 socks. There were so many socks all over when we woke up that we had to watch where we stepped. Soon there were piles of socks so big I could dive into them. I even had to put on my goggles and snorkel and swim through the big piles of socks just to find my shoes. The piles got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now Mom was beginning to think maybe we did have a problem. That weekend we got so sick of cleaning up socks that we took a trip to Grandma and Grandpa's. We told Grandma and Grandpa our Goldie story, and they laughed, especially at the part about Dad's underwear. It was so great not having to pick up socks, but soon we began to miss Goldie. I hope your cat hasn't done any more mischief, Grandma said that evening. Mom got real quiet all of a sudden and said, I have a feeling something's happened to Goldie. Let's go back tomorrow. Mom usually doesn't panic, but something in her voice worried my brother and me. We tossed and we turned all night. We got up early the next day. We kissed our grandparents goodbye, and we headed home. When we drove up our driveway, Mom screamed, I can't see in the window. They're blocked by socks. We all ran to the door, and we unlocked it. Out poured socks, underwear, towels, and shirts all over the steps. Oh, no, we cried, making a path to get inside of the house. We must find Goldie. We made our way through the clothes to the kitchen, but we couldn't find Goldie. We made our way to the living room, but we couldn't find Goldie. We made our way to the bathroom, but we couldn't find Goldie. Finally, we climbed through the socks in the hallway, and we made our way to the bedroom. There, sitting on the top of a two-foot pile of socks, was Goldie, surrounded by 2 tiny kittens, smiling and looking oh so proud. We all laughed, and we patted her gently on her head. We did not touch the kittens, as they were too tiny, but we all sat by them and told Goldie she sure was a good mother. She must have been practicing how to carry her kittens in her mouth by using socks. She seemed to understand. We thought she was terrific, and she mewed softly to us. We begged our parents, oh, please, to keep the kittens, and they said, of course. Any baby of Goldie's is part of our family. You know, after we cleaned up the socks, she never brought in more than 1. Thank goodness. The end. Well, now I have some questions for you children. 1, do you have a pet in your home? If you don't, that's okay. Think about when you're a grown-up. What kind of pet would you be? Would you get? Would you get a cat, a dog, or a hippopotamus? If you do have a pet, I wonder what your pet's name is. So think about that, my friends, and also think about writing books at any age. The end. Thanks.
Oh, that is so great. I love it.
That
I think I'd like to have a hippopotamus. Now, Judy, where can people buy your book?
Well, actually, they can get it. It was published by Ex Libris. They can get it there in soft and hardcover. And they can get it on Amazon and Smashwords. But we have a really cool website, I think, at goldiesbabysocks.com, just like the title of the book, goldiesbabysocks.com. And that tells where you can get it. But it's kind of nice because it shows more pictures of the book. And we even have a coloring page. And we have some photographs of the real Goldie that you all can look at and see the real Goldie. And I always tell kids, if you go on the website, of course, go with a grown-up. They can, you know, if you're on the computer, be with a grown-up, and they can help you find some things on the website.
Now, there's one more website that you have. ILoveYouBeCareful.com.
Oh, yes. Actually, this was one of – I started writing when I was in third grade. For those out there who want to get started writing, start – get started writing. And I'm sure there's a good book in all of you. And so I took a course at the Institute for Children's Literature and have written, you know, as an adult since then. And Goldie's Baby Socks was my first book I did. I used to read to children in a school, and that was my first book. And then it came out in Spanish, too. It's out in Spanish. And then my sister and I did a book called I Love You, Be Careful. That's the other website. It's a book for grown-ups. It's a gift book. And it's called I Love You, Be Careful. And that's by my sister Joan Dickow, the illustrator Katie Driver, and myself. So that's my other book I have out. But Goldie and the Missing Green Ball is my newest Goldie. I'm going to do a Goldie series now. And I've just announced that to y'all today for the first time. I just finished a new book, so I'm excited.
That is really cool.
It's fun, actually, and for those, again, I know a lot of kids who are listening that want to write a book who might say, but I can't draw the pictures. But don't worry, if you write the words, you can find somebody to draw the pictures. Or if you draw the pictures, you can find someone to write the words. And some people, like y'all, like I know J.D. does both. And
Christy does, too. Christy's an illustrator as well.
Oh, I knew. Oh, okay, because I knew I read Something Greater Than Fear is Christie's, and Janus the Goose, of course, is J.D.'s. But that's great you can do both, Christy.
Oh, yes. I taught myself. I decided one day I was going to learn to draw my pictures. And I sat down and I kept until I did it.
Wonderful. That's good inspiration for the kids out there. And grown-ups, too.
Yes. Don't give up. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being here.
Okay, I will, and have a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye, J.D.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, our second story is Rainbow Stick Boy by Michael Santolini.
Yes, the Rainbow Stick Boy by Michael Santolini is about Yui, a stick boy, who is born a little different than everyone else in the town. He doesn't let his differences keep him down. Yui finds a friend who is also a little different, and together they find the magic at the end of the rainbow and discover their differences are really only skin deep. Once upon a time, in the village of Chromaville, lived stick people that were always born one solid color. Johnny Birdie had a greenhouse with a green picket fence, wore a green hat, had a green bicycle, and had a green dog named Charlie. Vincent and Violet Biv had a purple house with a purple fence. The Biv family was very excited because soon they were expecting a baby boy. When the baby was born, he was a mix of all the colors of the rainbow. His parents didn't know how this could have happened since they were a purple family, but they loved him just the same. They named their son Yui. The other stick families in the village were always questioning, why is he so different? It was something that no one could understand. When the Rainbow Stick Boy went to school, they didn't call him Rainbow Boy because they didn't know what a rainbow was. The girls would just point and say, look at that silly boy. Sometimes the Rainbow Stick Boy would get lonely or sad that he was not a solid color. The one thing that always cheered him up was mixing different flavors of ice cream onto a cone. Other sticks just stuck to one flavor and thought that multi-scoops of different flavors was a silly way to eat ice cream. One time, the Rainbow Stick Boy was trying to hide his colors from everyone, so he made himself a straw suit. But he got some odd looks, even more than when he didn't cover up his colors, so he wore the straw suit only once. There were some teenage sticks that wore different shades of colors because it was cool. They thought the Rainbow Stick Boy was unique, and they liked his style, but they still would never mix colors like that. The oldest stick said to the teens, when I was your age, I wasn't allowed to mix shades of the same color. To which they responded, well, with all respect, times are changing. Rainbow Stick Boy liked to take walks by himself in the forest just outside the village. One day, he was daydreaming and traveled further into the forest than he ever had before. There he met a girl named Ray. Ray asked the Rainbow Stick Boy what his name was. He responded, it's Yui. It turned out that Ray was born on the same day as Yui, but they had never met before because she was an orange and lived with her family in the forest. Oranges were said to have magic powers, and they could not live in the village because the Chromaville Sticks didn't like magic and thought it might even be evil. Ray and Yui became friends. Ray never called Yui silly or other names. They played together in the forest as much as they could. One day, Ray gave Yui an ancient stone so he could always remember the friendship. It was said to hold magical powers, but no one had ever figured out how to release the magic from the rock. Yui always kept the stone around his neck for safekeeping. When Ray and Yui were playing hide-and-seek one day, it started to rain. Ray was hiding in a cave and didn't want to come out because she would get too wet. She thought she could stay there until the rain stopped, but it just rained and rained and rained and rained. It rained so much that you couldn't see more than 5 feet in front of you. People in Chromaville didn't really like rain because it had never rained that much. But this time it rained so much that their colors were starting to fade. After a while, Yui got worried and went to look for Ray. He wanted to go to the highest place possible to see if he could get a better view. As he was climbing a giant boulder, he slipped, and the rock around his neck fell and broke against the granite rock, shattering into pieces everywhere. He was very sad that the stone had broken and yelled, "Oh no, my stone, it's broken!" Something shiny and clear came out of the stone. There, shattered around, across the rock, lay the crystals that had been inside the stone. The sun broke out through the clouds, and the crystal captured the sunlight and blasted color across the sky. It was magic. The rain stopped, and the Chromaville Sticks were amazed by what they were seeing. It was a rainbow of colors that stretched from one side of the sky to the other. They had never seen anything so beautiful. Warmth came into the villagers' hearts, and their colors were faded no longer. The rainbow reached down into Chromaville to bring back their happiness in vibrant colors. After the storm, things changed in Chromaville, so that mixing colors became more acceptable than it had ever been before. As for Yui, he and his best friend Ray went back to Chromaville to see if everyone was all right. They were welcomed with open arms because even though they were a little different on the outside, inside they were more beautiful than anyone could have imagined. The end. I want to thank Michael Santolini for letting us read The Rainbow Stick Boy today.
Wow, that was a great story, Jan. Could you give us some links to his website?
Sure. If I could find them on my paper here. Okay. TheRainbowStickBoy.blogspot.com. That's his site. And you can buy The Rainbow Stick Boy at Amazon.com.
All right. That's great. Well, we want to thank Michael Santolini for letting us share The Rainbow Stick Boy today. And our time is just about up. So once again, we want to thank Miss Judy Snyder for being here and reading her story, Goldie's Baby Socks, and Michael Santolini again for letting us read his wonderful book, The Rainbow Stick Boy.
Yes, I want to thank them both as well. They were both good stories, fun stories.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'm Christy Condaleo, and you can find me and my books at epiescreations.com. My co-host is the wonderful J.D. Holliday, and you can find her and her books at thebookgarden.net. J.D.'s new children's picture book, The Spy Game, is now available on e-readers at Amazon for $2.99 and will be out soon in paperback. You can always find us at itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. You can catch all of our shows on the World of Ink Network at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network. This week's upcoming shows are October 2nd, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, For a Good Story is a Good Story, with hosts Marcia Casper Cook and Fran Lewis. Gerard de Marigne is their guest, the creator of the number one Amazon best-selling geopolitical and counterterrorism. On October 5th, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, World of Ink Network presents Marketing with Marnie. Hosts B.S. Grenier and Marcia Casper Cook interview specialist in social marketing, Marnie McNiff. And for the month of October, please join us for some Halloween fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us next week, October 6th, when we will have Monsters Get Lonely by Maha Punindi and Matt Shelley's Halloween Miss Adventure by your hosts here on It's Storytime Gather Round, J.D. Holliday and myself, Christy Condaleo. Bye now.
Bye.